Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Let's jump into a logical reasoning question here. This is from Test 73, Section 4, Question 18.
So far this summer, there has been no rain in the valley, period.
Okay, seems pretty straightforward. Sounds dry, but I like that it's simple. I don't have to think, was there some rain? Was there a little bit of rain? No rain so far.
But usually a few inches of rain fall there each summer.
Okay, so this is not following the usual pattern. Usually we've seen some rain by now. Okay, where are we going with this?
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, it said usually a few inches of rain fall there each summer. Thanks. Mm-hmm. That rain could happen before or after the point of time in which we're at right now. So maybe we're following the usual pattern. Maybe this rain doesn't usually come until the end. I have no idea, but okay. Got it. Sounds good. Thank you.
Since only 1 week of summer is left, comma.
I'm feeling what it's going to say next.
What do you think it's going to say next?
It's going to rain soon. It's going to rain this week.
Okay. That's what they say. It will probably rain in the valley within the next week. What do you think of that? Oh, Ben is frowning, shaking his head.
Yeah, not necessarily. So we've had a summer with no rain so far, right? There's only 1 week left. If we were at the beginning of the summer and someone came up to me and said, hey, it's probably going to rain sometime this summer, I would say, you're right, because it usually rains at some point during the summer. But this is a little bit of a different situation. We know that we've flipped a bunch of heads. That doesn't change the likelihood of the next flip. What's going to happen this week?
Yeah. How reasonable would it be if that was 1 day instead of 1 week?
Or 1 hour.
Or 1 second instead of 1 week. Like, it's guaranteed to dump right now because there's 5 minutes left in the summer. You can just see then how absurd it is to say, well, since there's only a week left, it's probably going to rain this week.
Yeah. The probability of things that have happened in the past don't affect the probability of things that are likely to happen next.
The flawed pattern of reasoning in the argument above is most similar to that in which one of the following arguments?
Okay, so I'm looking for something that kind of makes a similar mistake. They talk about the probability of something as a whole. We then learn about part of it, and then we make a conclusion about the probability of the last part of it or some part of it. It doesn't necessarily have to be the last part, I guess. But I suspect it will be because it has to do with time, maybe. We'll see.
I mean, it could be like, how about a baseball example? Clayton Kershaw usually gives up, gives up 2 runs per game.
Sure.
On average.
Yep.
But we're in the ninth inning now. So,
and he hasn't done it yet.
Clayton Kershaw is likely to give up those 2 runs in the ninth inning. You'd go, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Cool.
Yep.
Aisha has finished proofreading all but the last 2 pages of an issue of the journal Periodos and has encountered no errors.
I like this so far. It's very similar to no rain so far.
However, there are sometimes a few errors in an issue of the journal.
Okay. It's not as strong of a claim to say that they usually see rain. They usually see errors. That's not saying that. It's just sometimes there are a few errors.
Yeah, usually means 50% or more. So sometimes now it's just not quite what we're looking for. Conclusion. So there may be errors in the pages that Aisha has not yet checked.
Well, this is interesting because I don't think this argument is invalid, but that's actually why it's wrong, right? It's such a weak conclusion. Sure, there may be errors. That could be said at any point, unless the evidence was that there's never, ever errors in these journals ever and even will never be in the future. But yeah, so this argument's valid and the original argument wasn't.
Looking at our data, that's the most commonly chosen wrong answer and I'm not surprised because it really does feel like, and I'm looking at my written explanation here too. It's like, I thought it was going to do it, but then at the last minute, the argument basically bails itself out by softening it all the way down to, well, there may be errors.
Yeah.
And then I can't really object. That's not probably there are errors. That's just there may be errors. Well, yeah, there may be.
If it had said there will probably be errors, I would still be pretty queasy here because the premise was about sometimes and it's just not.
Right. Yeah, there already was a difference, but now it's like a certain, like that's just, absolutely. It's conclusively wrong because the conclusion is just a much softer. It's just a different conclusion. B, there are generally few errors in an issue of the journal Periodos.
Okay. There's usually not many. Okay. It's like, I guess that's okay.
Kind of, but it's also kind of different, right? You'd probably it is different. Be
it's,
like,
it's not saying that there generally are errors. Yeah. It's generally there aren't that
generally
many.
Few.
Yeah. I don't love it.
Which seems to be suggesting that there's maybe none. I don't know. It's different enough. And remember, we have to expect wrong answers to be wrong. So I think in real life, at real speed, you'd already be kind of turning up your nose there.
Oh, yeah.
It goes on and says, Aisha has finished proofreading all but the last two pages of an issue of this journal, but has encountered no errors. Hence, there are probably no errors in the pages that Aisha has not yet checked in this issue of the journal.
Well, that's going in the wrong direction anyways. So out. Okay.
Concluding that there aren't errors instead of concluding there probably are some.
Thank you. Yep.
See, on average, there are a few errors in an issue of the journal Periodos.
Okay. This is a little bit better, saying that there are errors. Okay. On average. So usually.
Aisha has finished proofreading all but the last two pages of an issue of this journal, but has encountered no errors. You're nodding. Seems like you kind of like it. Could you anticipate what they would say next in order to be correct?
If it's going to be correct, you're going to do something very similar to the original, which said it will probably rain in the valley within the next week. So I expect this one to say there will probably be some errors in those remaining two pages.
It says, so there are probably errors in the pages she has not yet checked in this issue of the journal.
Gee, that sounds like the answer. I would just check the last two really quick.
D says, Aisha has proofread several issues of the journal Periodos and has encountered no errors.
Okay, so nothing so far.
Would you even read that further, honestly?
Well, it's talking about several issues. I don't have that's different, but I don't have a total problem with it because maybe the argument is just expanding the scope.
Oh, if it goes on and it says, but in a typical 52 issues, there are usually some errors. Yeah, I guess it could be right. You're right. Okay, so the next sentence says, but there are seldom any errors in an issue of this journal.
Okay, so then there's no disconnect. There's no surprise, right? There's seldom any errors and we haven't seen any so far. I'm done. I already like C.
The gut.
Yeah.
At some point I'm shutting it down. You know, I'm like, well, wait a second. I don't need to read any more of that answer to know that it's wrong.
Yep.
You're saying she hasn't found any and there usually aren't any. Well, you're not going to then go on and say whatever you say, it's just not going to be the same flaw. E, there usually are errors in each issue of the journal Periodos.
Okay, that's good so far. There's usually some rain.
I'm noticing the each, you know, saying, yeah, I guess each journal of the issue could be like each summer.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Since Aisha has finished proofreading the latest issue of this journal and has detected no errors, Aisha has probably made a mistake in her proofreading.
Yeah, this is way different. First of all, she finished proofreading that issue. And second of all, what? She made a mistake. Now we're blaming her as opposed to trying to figure out what's going to happen.
Well, given argument would have to have said there's a hole in your rain gauge.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. And it just didn't go that direction.
It actually did rain or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You must have forgotten that it rained earlier this summer or something like that.
Yep.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.